New ego, raising your bar. No matter who you are, your ego has set a bar for you, a standard of excellence, you might say. Your bar is related to your ego's perception of who you are. Your bar is a normalized representation of your ego to you, of what it perceives you are capable of. Your bar is never a true representation of your full potential, unless, that is, you begin to tune your bar to your soul. Raising your bar is the internal act of setting your sights where they belong, where you can be, as your ego allows you to shift from where it's currently comfortable to where your soul is calling you to. Your bar can have to do with how you present yourself physically, your image of hair, clothing, weight, and fitness as examples. Your bar can have to do with your financial health, the affluence and or simplicity you allow or disallow yourself to experience. Your bar can have to do with how much you allow people to disrespect you, or how much you respect yourself and thus attract reciprocal respect to you. Your bar can have to do with how much you allow yourself to excel in professional aspirations and in hobbies. Your bar has everything to do with who you are becoming. For if your bar is set too low, maintaining loyalty to your ego's set point comfort zone, you will rot and wither and snap and be brittle. For comfort zones lack life. They are like a swamp, gently settled, imperceptibly stagnant. They are not vibrant, flowing, alive. Think about this. When you feel comfortable for too long, what happens? A disaster hits. Something arises to rock your world. If you don't reflexitize yourself, life itself will.